sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God who feeds us all. Amen. Can you imagine all in the world being fed with more than enough? Can you just imagine it? Can you envision it? Like the Old Testament prophets and Matthew paints us pictures today. Ho, everyone who thirsts, Isaiah says. Everyone who hungers and thirsts, come, eat, drink. Be full and go home with bags of leftovers. Can you just picture everyone being handed bread enough to share with those around them? Can we just close our eyes this morning and let those images come forward? Let ourselves, at the very least, dream this beautiful scene in Matthew's gospel of people from every tribe and race, every persuasion and culture, every orientation and gender, every nation, every side of the aisle, every tongue, every ability, every socioeconomic bracket, every history, every religion and every non-religion, everyone in your own family, every age, every body being fed by Jesus. And then the abundant leftovers, such an image of not just a one-time feeding, but food for the long haul. Leftovers to share, that's new crops to plant, go and do likewise, that idea. I was part of a wonderful social service organization when we were, when I was serving in San Diego, and our congregation was connected with it. And I remember the organization had learned through experience that a one-time feast at Thanksgiving, which is what they had always done, let's do a one-time feast for low-income folks, just a Thursday Thanksgiving meal. And so for years they had done a Thanksgiving feast, but they learned over time that that wasn't exactly meeting the need of the people they were serving. I mean, it was wonderful to have a big meal on Thursday, but school was out that whole week, and people were hungry that whole week. And so a traditional Thanksgiving gorge fest type of meal shifted as they listened and prayed to grocery bags, bags full of groceries, rice and beans and fruits and vegetables for the whole week. Rather than just the one meal. That's just an image of the baskets of leftovers suggest that we are all filled with enough for both today and tomorrow. Food to sustain you for the long haul. Can you just imagine this? Everyone eating all week. Friends, perhaps not everyone can believe that this is what our God actually did. By the way, not just Matthew's telling, but this is the only miracle story that shows up in all four Gospels. I mean, I'm not talking about the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That shows up. But the miracle stories of Jesus, this is the one that's in all four Gospels. Maybe not everyone can believe this, nevertheless, that this is what our God actually does. Feed everyone, multiply loaves and fish, 5,000, and you may as well just triple that number because we're not adding women and because we're adding in women and children. So, I mean, that sounds amazing, but it's hard to believe, especially as we look around and see, maybe even experience ourselves, so much inequity and injustice in our communities and across the globe. Maybe not everyone can believe that this is what our God actually does. But based on this text, you have to admit that this is how our God actually is. Our God is feeding. Jesus is bread for the hungry. That's how our God is. We need to see ourselves in that crowd today. Let's not elevate ourselves to being more like the disciples even, who are passing all this bread out, who are coming to Jesus with the questions. Let's just envision ourselves as one of the multitude with open hands, also coming hungry and thirsty, searching for meaning, calling Jesus out of his wilderness retreat, searching for bread, searching for a word of hope and a slice of joy. And we are met today by this one Jesus who fills us and sends us out with sustenance, food to keep eating and also to share. I really don't like getting into explaining away the miracles of Jesus. I mean, we can, I suppose. Certainly some scholars have done that over the years, but it always gets us away, I think, from how our God is. And that's what this text is about. Jesus feeding the 5,000 men, not including women and children. Jesus feeding the multitude. I'd prefer to lift up how our God is. And our God feeds us with word and meal, life and hope, promise and passion, forgiveness and justice. Our God feeds us. It's a feast today, you see. This is Bethlehem Sunday, friends. This is a house of bread gospel text, if I ever saw one, right? We come to the hungry feast and God fills us up. Can you at least just imagine that? And not just imagine you and me being fed here today, not just those of you joining us online, not just Lutherans, not just Christians, not just worshiping people everywhere, not just American citizens, not just those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. This is how our God is. Everyone gets fed. Food is so expensive these days. Anybody else noticing that? In a very real way. And many around here can afford the uptick in prices. We have the privilege of just complaining about it. Maybe buying a little bit less to keep the budgets in check, but we still keep eating. We eat today, we'll keep eating tomorrow. How about those who can't afford this inflation? How about those who were struggling even before things got so expensive, and this is a nail in the coffin? This is the final blow that will kill them. Poor People's Campaign seems to be one of the only voices crying in the wilderness that poverty is the number one cause of death in the United States. So many poverty-related deaths are black and brown people, so they don't make headlines or statistics. Deaths unnoticed. But here's how our God is. Our God is bread for everyone who hungers and thirsts. Our God says everyone gets a piece and leftovers and seeds to plant and food for today and tomorrow. And what about drink? We have clean running water at home. I mean, we can drink it. But at least Katie and I like that carbonated water, you know, with the fruity flavors. So we buy, even though we could easily drink it from the tap, we buy sparkling water in aluminum individual cans. And we have other drinks as well in our house. As we were driving through Pennsylvania and New York this past week on our family summer vacation, we had a great time going up to Niagara Falls and Toronto. But as we were coming back in the country, we saw billboard signs about lead poisoning and how it's not safe to give your children tap water in certain places. That tap water in certain places in our own nation is toxic, is poison to give to your children, and parents should be aware. And the billboards were making that statement. Guess what communities get affected most by that? Poverty, number one cause of death. It is hard to believe at times that God does much about this. But here's how our God is. Here's what our God has to say about this. You give them something to eat. That's what our God says. You give them something to eat. You give them some clean water to drink. You stop polluting your waterways and boxing some people out from healthy water and safe water, from access to healthy and safe, abundant food. You give them something to eat. Hey, Jesus says, feed them with me. I am the bread of life, not the leaded water of death. This is how our God is. Can you at least envision it this morning? The painted picture of Matthew and Isaiah and the psalmist who says, the psalmist today says, you open wide your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The psalmist puts animals and plants on the seaside with the multitude too. All creation has enough. Can you envision that? And the painted picture that we looked at here today with the multitude and all that color, everyone means everyone. No one is alienated. It includes the young white girl who's reading a book in that picture. No one is alienated by God here. Even you, even me, let that image, let all those images stay with you. Let that be leftovers for you to take home here today. Let it shape your decisions that you make this week at work and at home. Let it shape our decisions that we make in our church council meeting tomorrow night, in our board meetings during the week, and our back to school plans, in our vacation time, in our trips to the grocery store. God feeding everyone, everyone. May that image fill your imagination as you close your eyes for bed tonight. Jesus having compassion for the crowds and feeding them with good food and clean water. May that image cross your mind as you wake up in the morning, each new day. This is how our God is, still feeding you, still feeding all. May that peace that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in faith in that Christ Jesus today and always. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!